Maybe on these four reports, 2024, the performance of the government is the question of the community today, concerns of the price of what is going to happen. The company is directed by several organizations and companies to publish the report on board. With this document, we are publicly launching an international campaign on what the United Nations Community Fund calls the greatest question. The center for thought is that the term passed by the continuum lessons that are much to be involved by any state that becomes the law, even more so within the European framework. It is possibly the most serious question still unresolved concerning the types of justice in Western Europe, of which Spanish democratic parties have so far shown very little concern to the extremely contentious. The opportunity arises at this time for two important reasons. A, it increases the social awareness of the question and the necessity of a legal and instrumental framework to address the land. B, challenge the trivialization of the question that has allowed a scandalous increase in historical forgiveness campaigns, written and having a maximum impact on the for a public television program which felt shown several months ago. Various legal considerations, which the so called democratic transition has been unresolved, now have a new reading, mainly for two very strong conclusions. The modification of certain provisions of the Spanish Penal Code in order to adapt to those factors of the international criminal court, and the consolidation via Supreme Court rulings of a legal doctrine on so called crimes against humanity. This means that the discourse on the human rights is the legal aspect of how to solve the Spanish court. Substituting the existing court to the transition has allowed this question to remain substantially hidden, even in law schools and criminal law education, without a doubt. Perhaps the question of forgiveness is the victim of the most appalling practice of domination in Spanish history.
That is why these documents are presented by 50 human rights organizations to the state of Argentina. Without the proceedings against impunity to those countries, it wouldn't be possible to prevent this case at this time in any terms.
The new court team has been and still is deeply involved in the legal strategy of the Argentinian and Chilean proceedings of Spanish and French in 1966. We have always treated them as framework of an instrumental campaign aimed at contributing to the dismantling of models of impunity. Unfortunately, the Argentinian and Chilean models were in part crafted by Spanish diplomacy, which used its own views of impunity as international support and reality.
This was one of the most important reasons why it became necessary for the Spanish justice system to deal with the case of the Spanish victims of the Chilean Argentinian impunity. It also allowed to confront the judiciary with the pending obligation to open the doors to international human rights law. In other words, these circumstantial facts made the court to incorporate into domestic law the international law questions almost until now have remained out of the agenda.
It is time for the Spanish Parliament to fully recognize that people have denied the victims of the Franco regime the same right to justice that the Supreme Court option, albeit criminal restrictions, has granted to the Spanish victims of the dictatorships of Chile and Argentina.
Finally, this is a tribute to the Spanish human rights activists, as we call them today, who were, until the Second Republic, an example in Western Europe, a tradition that, like so many others, was eradicated by the Franco regime. Has been consolidated by the current model of impunity.
We believe that there could be no greater tribute to their memory than challenging this model of impunity. With its introduction, the above mentioned document says,
it is clear that in recent years, Spanish society has become more conscious of the situation of the victims of racial oppression, and that this has resulted in the emergence of various institutions related thereto.
Notwithstanding the amount of time that has passed, anyone approaching the subject finds the situation in the depth of the state with respect to issues concerning the victims, their memory, and human rights.
And it is precisely from the human rights perspective that it is possible to confront the situation and demand of the state the justice required to put an end to the lack of memory, the neglect, and the impunity with which the subject has been often intentionally treated.
The right to know the final fate of the victims of Franco's oppression regime is not simply the right of any individual victim or closely related person to know what happened, but a right to the truth. The right to know is also a collective right, drawing upon history to prevent violations from occurring in the future.
Corollary is the duty to remember, which the state must assume in order to guard against the versions of history that occur under the name of revisionism and negationism. The knowledge of the oppression, experience, and survive is part of the
part of a people's national heritage, and as such must be preserved. These, said, are the main objectives of the right to know of the collective rights that was expressed in the United Nations document dated 2nd of October 1997, entitled The Question of the Impunity of Perpetrators of Human Rights Violations, Civil and Political.
At a time when the legitimacy and the legality of other models of impunity established in other countries such as Argentina and Chile have broken down, we think it is a good moment for the state of Spain, but the responsible for those models, to consider its own practice. The Spanish model of impunity has put an end to this issue in a democratic way with respect to all the victims concerned. But it should be also very clear that the objective is to strengthen civil liberties and human rights.
It is not possible for a local state to remain silent about, before its representatives to minimize, the situation of those who have endured survival, imprisonment, murder, and disappearances, those who have passed through the system of friendship, a national system of concentration camps, or who died in French internment camps, or were forced into exile or estrangement.
Nor is it possible that the families of the victims who have watched in silence and humiliation as years of democracy have gone by should feel that their lives are passing by without ever learning the final fate of those who suffered 3 times after this extermination. Nor can they, even with the historical information in their hands, obtain possession of the remains of the victims in a legal and legitimate way with all the appropriate honors. It has come to the point that they have refused to allow a perpetrator lodged, and in many instances, a lawyer cannot even be found to help them.
In the same way, appropriate legal measures should be adopted to end the particular situation which has made it possible to alter the cause of death in the archives of the Civil Register. This project was designed to reveal from family members what really went on in the rural areas where the civilian population was exterminated and their property was looted. Done via global legal processes instituted to gain control of assets, to humiliate the survivors by reducing them to starvation and poverty.
It is also necessary to address the injustice in Spain, especially those who are taken out of Spain's children to protect them from the camps of the fascist regime. They were adopted and accepted into these camps, and their names changed. This information was concealed from them in the name of political and religious salvation.
It is essential to take the measures necessary to recuperate the graves of the army regulars under conditions provided by international laws that such rules have been imposed by Spanish society itself in order to normalize the memory of what really occurred.
It is necessary to understand that justice is the opposite of revenge. It must be understood in any discussion that the concept of justice should not be considered without revenge. But this perverse construction allows the lack of memory to become one of the basis for the rule of law. No society can survive ignorance of its own history, however terrible it may be.
This report does not seek to offer a solution to the question of impunity. Rather, it seeks an approach to the matter and the problem that needs to be resolved. It also is a means of introducing a basis for analysis and discussion for the victims and families who have been neglected by state institutions, political parties, and civil society, all of whom have preferred to adopt a sentence of revenge.
The subject of human rights in Spain has not yet recovered from the loss of freedom that civil defense under the national law. The process of forgetting to maintain acceptance of the system of international law of the United Nations has been grounded, or to an acceptance of the concept of humanity or to treating terrorism as a legal fiction, which permits the establishment of a generalized state of exception.
And the most recent history of Spain shows us that this is entirely possible. The organizations and representatives who present this document are
Maria Bustamante, president of the Association of Relatives and Sons of the Second Public Victims of the Crisis by the Human Society,
Dolores Cabra, president of the Association for the Creation of the Archive of the Civil War, the International Brigade, the Children of the War, the Resistance and the Spanish Empire,
Virginia Garcia Arias, president of the Association for the Descendants of the Spanish Exile,
Jardine Sanchez Martin, secretary of the Association of Salamanca for Memory and Justice,
Lisa Espinosa, executive secretary of the Association for Promotion and Defense of the Rights of the People, COGEPU, Chile,
Margarita Arcade, president of the Derechos Human Rights of California in the United States,
Gregorio de Lluís, president of the Supreme Court.
3, 2, 1. Lorenzo Dima, asked by Sadovich, regional president and friend of the fallen to liberty. 1939 to 1945, historical memory of the Lincoln Chelsea.
Mario Osorio, secretary, Guerrero Club, León.
Isabelo Guerrero, president. Manuel Azaña, association. Arsenio Camargo, president of the Peace and Justice Center,
Europe.
Horacio Ravena, president of the Argentine Permanent Assembly of Human Rights.
Felix Rodriguez Sanz, president of the Public Institute of Human Rights.
Javier Moreno, Ignacio García, from Young People's Historical Memory, at the museum.
The complete text of the document, the question of impunity in Spain, which lies under parental, can be found on a continuous board website.
This information has been elaborated and stated by London Eagle's past video in the third day, July 6th, 2020.
Thank you.